They have a huge piece on one of my favorite shows, The Real World.
Yeah.
And the highest rated Real World show of all time was San Diego, the last one.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, which surprised me.
I thought it would have been the Tiger Woods one.
Oh, that one, yeah, that wacky girl that got drunk and kicked off the show for rehab, Ruthie. Yeah, she looks like Tiger Woods. She really does.
Yes.
Well, Hawaii was up there. Hawaii is like the fourth highest. Second highest was Chicago, 2002. That was that Mormon girl, right? Wasn't she in that group?
She was in New Orleans. Chicago was, now, why do I know this? Remember Kara, the girl, she slept with everybody? And there was Kyle, the guy who's on a soap opera now, I think his name was.
Oh, yeah, that bunch.
Was Theo on that one, too, the black guy?
I don't remember. No, Las Vegas was third. I would thought Las Vegas would be number one, actually, because Trashy Trishel. Oh, my God. She was hot. And that other hot little thing that was trying to compete with Trishel.
Bryn?
Yes. Yeah. There was a three-way in that thing. I'm amazed. On a television show, you know your parents are going to be watching.
Oh, I know. Well,
and then after
nobody has any scruples.
It was Hawaii number four. Number five was Paris with CT, the biggest jackass of all time. Oh, is he a jerk?
Well, they pick them. They have the perfect combination.
You know, it's interesting that no one makes it off of these shows. Off these reality TV shows, no one goes anywhere.
No one really does. It seems like they're going to, but then they never really quite do.
There's a few real world
people. But not big stars.
Not that America in general would know. I mean, if you were to test the nation on
just
it,
got an
no names would pop up.
An interview request for Jacinda. Do you remember her at all?
From
London?
No.
She's in movies now. I'm like, well, that's great. We don't really know who she is other than that she's a real world girl.
I don't remember her.
Yeah, she was hot.
You know, I didn't realize that they had these rules here. Mark highlighted some amongst the ground rules on The Real World.
Yeah.
They're not allowed to watch TV because they don't want them to be couch potatoes. They'd rather have them getting in fights or going out somewhere.
Sure, definitely.
Know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
No socializing with the TV crew.
Mm-hmm.
All interaction is forbidden ever since Becky on season one dated a director.
Yeah.
Nice going, Becky. Tramp.
Yeah.
No big bucks. The cast has paid a fee for their story rights, but producer John Morrison never says how much. I used to say it was enough to buy a used car. Now it's probably not quite as big a used car. They don't make any money off the DVDs or books either. Really? That's not right.
Mm.
They should be paid for that. Shouldn't they?
I guess they figure, like, listen, we're putting you on television. Everybody's
going
to know
nowhere.
You and
you're
all
you're going
that.
Nowhere when it's
they're
over. Going,
but these people, they're just happy. I mean, they come home and their whole town knows them, and everywhere they go, everybody goes, hey, man. That seems to be plenty good enough for these people.
You know what killed me was that guy, Charlie, who came on at the end of San Diego.
Yeah.
Because that girl.
Yeah.
That nut. Who's afraid of big boats?
Yes, Frankie. Yeah,
when she left, Charlie came in for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he was telling his friend on the phone that when he got home, he was going to go meet Britney Spears because she would know him because he was on The Real World now. and then when he was talking to the camera himself, he goes, hey, Britney, yeah, come on by and come meet me, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, what are you talking about? You're some turd on The Real World.
Exactly. Get over it.
No missing the 3 a.m. curfew for safety and so the camera crew can rest.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Philadelphia now. Let's see.
That one looks good.
Yeah, it looks like a good group, doesn't it?
They always pick great groups. They're really good at that. The social engineering is terrific.
Oh, they say that the biggest gamble they took was 2002 Las Vegas. They're still mopping up the steam from the rub-a-dub-dub action. In Sin City, all the frisky castmates, save for hopeless Frank Rossler from Amish country, got lucky on a regular basis, hitting the sexual jackpot often with each other, while cozily ensconced in a luxurious high-rise casino. Yeah, they're at the Palms, which is, God, I'd love to have that place at the Palms. Can you imagine that place for a weekend? Oh, would that be fun?
Boy, I tell you what, whether it's that or different homes, man, they find the most beautiful places to put these people.
Yeah, they do.
God.
That's also where Brittany stayed. She was married.
Oh, Brittany stayed? Oh, in the Palms.
For 55
hours.
55 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
And where Derek got into a fight a couple weeks ago.
God.
In the Real World the ghost bar.
Oh, the ghost... the show turned down the heat when it headed to Paris in 2003, where the storyline was dominated by petty tips. That's where that CT jackass was. Oh, what a jerk. But The Real World rebounded with its biggest numbers ever when it took up residence in San Diego. Philadelphia will be a throwback to the days when in-house dallying was offset by serious debate. What we try to do is look at the previous season and contrast it, which means Philly is no repeat of San Diego. There's a really nice balance of deeper thoughts, but they're still partying, still having sex, and being young. So while Sarah, 22, of Tampa, spends most of the premiere throwing passes at football hero MJ, 24, all are incomplete thanks to his polite refusals to compromise a relationship he has at home. Of course, his willpower may rapidly erode in the coming weeks. After all, there are two tubs, one hot, one cold, plus a shared getaway to romantic Fiji. You don't say much else about the new one, but they do go back and tell us what some of the old people are doing, like Frank from Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
He was the one who thought he was going to get Trishelle, and then Steven came in and weaseled her away from him. I mean, this is literally in one episode. This guy's sucking face with Trishelle, and literally like an hour later, she's sucking face with Steven. I swear there was a lot more sex than what you think. That was just 10% of what happened. I don't have anything to do with that. I wouldn't hook up with anyone on camera, but the first 10 episodes came from the first 2 weeks of filming. Eventually, Steven, Trish, and Bryn calmed down. By the end, we started to play games like Clue and Monopoly on Friday and Saturday. Well, anyway, they're getting ready for the whole new gang. What's that, Mark?
Adam's on, too.
Oh, about the real world? Hey, Adam.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. How you doing, bud?
Hey, yeah, I was at this party at U of M, and Randy from San Diego was there.
Randy?
Yeah, that long-haired dude, the first one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. The guy that got bombed.
Yeah, that guy.
He was in Ann Arbor?
Yeah, he was in Ann Arbor. I guess a couple of his buddies go to U of M.
Yeah, boy.
But, and you can't say it's not going anywhere, because that night, man, he hooked up with so much tail. He went to, like, six different girls' bedrooms, I swear.
Oh, I believe it.
Oh, yeah, so he's definitely going somewhere.
Yeah, I guess that has its
probably
value.
Probably to the clinic.
Oh, that's funny.
Sorry, bam.
Randy!
Randy!
All right, let's call our friend. Well, he's not our friend yet.